Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is What's a Genre? And I'm your host, Peter Torrente. And today is a very exciting day because we got lots of new music. We always got lots of new music, but this week we got some fun new music. Not every song I'm going to play on the show today is new music, but yesterday, Chet Porter, who, if you were a long-time listener of the show, you would know that Chet Porter is one of my favorite artists, and he's the artist I've seen most live, but he only has two original songs that are out, or maybe three or four, and if you really search, you can probably find like 9 or 10, but he only has two songs of his own, maybe three, that are on Spotify, and it's been over 3 years since he last released Stay with Chelsea Cutler, which I believe was his last, like, own, like, original song. Everything else he's released since then on Spotify has been a remix. So this song I'm going to play first, called The Longest Day Ever, is Chet Porter's return to music after his skateboarding music video starring career of just posting skateboard videos of himself on Twitter and Instagram, and starring in Jai Wolf's music video for with Day Wave. I don't remember the song. Oh, Your Way, that's what it was called. So I hope you enjoy The Longest Day Ever by Chet Porter.
Thank you.
That was The Longest Day Ever by Chet Porter. And due to some technical difficulties, that song is going to be... That song... Oh, the rest of the songs are going to be louder than that song. I had to fix some settings. I waited till after the song was over. I didn't want the song to get very loud in the middle. That would have been quite obnoxious. So yeah, I'm glad Chet's back, killing it. Has that very signature Chet Porter sound. Definitely, Chet has a lot of unreleased material. None of it will probably see the light. But someone who does have a lot of material that just came out is Slater. Slater just dropped her mixtape / album, her new project, which was going under the codename S1, is now released as her self-titled debut of Slater, and this is one of the new tracks. There's a fair amount of old tracks that she's been releasing singles for probably a little over a year now, and so some of the singles made the album, some of them didn't. This is one of the new songs that was not released as a single, and it is called Devil. So this is Devil by Slater off of her self-titled project. That was Devil by upcoming crazy Twitter artist Slater. And yeah, her album, very good. Highly recommend giving it a listen. Very loud, 80s pop inspired, PC music inspired album with production from Robo Kid, Boy Sim, and That Kid and others. So, and Glitch Mood did a very good job with the the art as well. Up next, I'm going to be playing RoboKid's latest single, or at least I believe it's his latest single. I think this came out last week or 2 weeks ago, and I just wasn't able to fit it into my show. This song is called Fast Car. Very different from the other stuff RoboKid's been doing. RoboKid's been doing a lot of producing for Slater and Vera Hot Sauce and some other people. He's been doing a lot. He's been grinding out on the production aspect of his music. But he's also been dropping some singles. And off his new project, I think it's codename RK2. Don't know if he's going to call it RK2 or not. His first project, I mean, his latest project was called RK1. His first project wasn't, but his like newest project that's been released was called RK1. So who knows? But this song, this is definitely a little bit more inspired coming out of what George Clanton and Negative Gemini and Dan Mason and some of these other guys are doing over in the vaporwave scene. RoboKid and Slater have made it like very known on Twitter how much they love George Clanton and Negative Gemini and blah, blah, blah. So we'll just give the track a listen. And this is Fast Car by RoboKid. It's a good track.
Thank you.
That was Fast Car by Robo Kid. Yeah, great track. I love that one. Up next, we got the same day that Slater dropped her mixtape, Hannah Diamond came back into the scene with Part of Me, which is her latest single off of PC Music. So let's give this one a little listen. That was Part of Me by Hannah Diamond, her latest release off of PC Music. That song, it's good. It's a solid song. I don't think it does anything too crazy. It doesn't do anything too wild. There's definitely pop songs out there that are doing things I don't know if I want to use experimental, but like pushing the boundaries a little bit more. But this song definitely, I think it sets out what it wants to do. And I think this is a good song. But speaking of people who I think are really pushing the boundaries when it comes to production, Deb Never just released her EP a few weeks ago called House on Wheels, and featuring a lot of production from Dylan Brady, who is half of 100 Gex. He's done work with Brockhampton. He's done work with Charlie XCX, and other people that I'm blanking on at the moment. But Dylan Brady, I think, is one of the most, one of the best producers right now in terms of, EDM and pop and other genres within the same frame. He's doing a lot of interesting things, and Deb Never is also, she's getting more popular. She just had a song with Brockhampton on Ginger, Brockhampton's new album, called No Halo. She sang most of the chorus. And so this is this song Ugly off of her EP, House on Wheels, my bad, is the lead single she used. It's also the first song off the EP. And I hope everyone enjoys this song.
You don't want me, I don't want you. You don't wanna do things I want to.
Why can't we subvert? Am I that desperate to feel the way that we used to? Well, you don't want me, but I need you. I remember when we stayed awake, the neighbors complained at 4 a.m. I'll never forget how you made me cry just to laugh again, like a drug addict. I can't predict how you make me feel. Now I'm answering my phone unless I see your name. You don't want me, I don't want you. You don't wanna do things.
That was Ugly by Deb Never off of her latest EP, House on Wheels. And I kind of realized, like, a bunch of the songs I've been playing, kind of sad, kind of slower. So I'm looking for a song that I was going to play on my set list today that is not like that. So I can kind of change up the mood, make it a little bit more happy. And there's not really many of those songs. But I think I found one. And it's called Can't Get Enough by Hawaii 94 off of his album Evolve. Yes. Sorry. And this song, fun track, Hawaii 94, fun music, upbeat. You can dance to it. He also was at 100% Electronicon, which I mentioned too many times at my show last week, and I probably will continue to mention it too many times on my show for the rest of the semester. But this is Can't Get Enough by Hawaii 94.
Thank you.
That was Can't Get Enough by Hawaii 94 off of his album Evolve. I don't know why I can't pronounce Evolve. I don't know why I can't pronounce Evolve very well today. I don't know. That's strange. But that was that song. Up next, I'm going to be playing a song off of Dan Mason's new album, also known as Danny Mason. He also performed at 100% Electronicon. I told you he'd come up again. And I met him. What a guy. He was very nice. I have this album, Hypnagogia, that the song is off of on vinyl. It is probably one of my favorite albums of this year so far. It is a very personal record to Dan Mason, and this is one of the strongest tracks on it. And I've been listening to this album nonstop for the past few months now. I would highly recommend checking out more of this album, and I'll probably end up playing more of the songs in the weeks to come. This is Fade by Dan Mason off his album Hypnagogia. That was Fade by Dan Mason off of his album Hypnagogia. The album, I think, is very strong. There's only one other song that really sounds like Fade on the album, and the album kind of like carries through, changing up its sound as it goes through, but very still sounding like Dan Mason, but keeping like changing its attitude, and it's, I can't, I'm doing a very bad job describing it, but it's a very solid album. I would highly recommend giving it a listen from front to back. Coming up next is a song off of Omni Boy's latest EP, Ego Death, featuring Young Skirt, called Uber to Cerritos. Yeah, we're going to go with that. Should I look up how to pronounce things before I start my show? Yes. Yes, I should. And this is probably one of Young Skirt's best vocal performances ever on a track. Omni Boy, always very good with the production. This is a great track. This is probably one of my favorite songs from over the summer. I wanted to play it on last week's show, but it's a rather long song. It's probably the longest show I'm playing in my it's the longest song I'm playing on my show today, and it would have been way too long to play last week when I was trying to cram in all those songs. So, hope you enjoy.
I'll start saying that you got to move. You'll start saying that you need a light. But I'm not playing what you want to. If only you could see your eyes tonight. I'll start saying that you got to. Saying that you got to, you'll start saying that you need a light. But I'm not playing with you too. If only you could see your eyes tonight. And I'll start saying that you got to. You'll start saying that you need a light. But I'm not playing what you want to. If only you could see the light tonight. Thank you.
That was Uber to Cerritos by Omniboy and Young Skirt off of Ego Death, Omniboy's latest EP. Speaking of new projects, Cashmere Cat just dropped his sophomore album titled Princess Cat Girl, and this is Backed For You off of the project. And I believe it features production or... Yeah. I believe it features production from Sophie and Benny Blanco and uncredited vocals from Tory Lanez, but who knows, really? I mean, you can kind of tell, but, like, who really knows? So this is Back For You by Cashmere Cat off of his new album, Princess Cat Girl. That was Back For You by Cashmere Cat. The ending is a little kind of strange to play the song as just itself. It obviously starts transitioning into the next song. But I'm not playing the next song on my show today because, you know, got to play some more music than just the new Cashmere Cat album. As fun as that would be, I would also have liked to just play the whole Slater album. I'd also like to play all of these albums just all out, but, you know, gotta give everyone their fair shot on the radio. Everyone that I'm listening to, at least. This next song also came out today, I believe, at least this week. This is Lucy by Soccer Mommy. Her last album, what can I remember what it was called? It was called Clean. It was very good. I enjoyed it a lot. There's some great tracks off of it. Very excited to see what she has coming up. She's released a few songs since the album, I believe. I'm not sure if they're just demos or whatever. She released this song, Mass Grave, with Health, which I thought was really good. I believe I played it on my show. It might have been when I was abroad and I never got around to playing it on my show, but I would have played it on my show if I haven't yet. But this is Lucy by Soccer Mommy, her latest single. That was Lucy by Soccer Mommy. Up next, I'm going to be playing Digger, which is the latest great-grandpa single. Yeah, and that's all I really have to say about that. And check out the song. And that is like kind of the middle of the song, but we got to move on because got to get one more song in before the end of the show. And I didn't realize how long that song was going to be, but don't worry, the next 2 minutes is more of the same, kind of. You'll never know unless you listen to the song on your own. That was Digger by Great Grandpa, and my show's a mess now. I'm going to play, what should I play? I have 5 minutes to play another song, and I can play whatever song I want. I think I'm going to be playing Silver Cross. I'm going to be playing Silver Cross by Charlie XCX off of her latest album, Charlie. This is a fun, I don't know if it's fun. I'm not going to say anything about the song until after the song, so I guess we'll reconvene after the song's over. Enjoy the song. Got me so overprotective, it's true. Feel like I would jump up. And that was Silver Cross by Charlie XCX. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been What's the Genre? My name has been Peter Torrente. I guess my name is still that. And I will be back next Friday from 1 to 2.